What up? It's your boy Bass, and we got a couple free gifts that we want to give away to our listeners today. If you are a music artist, a business owner, a social media influence, man, are you a public figure in the community, an activist or organizer, man, we have two links in the description below available for you to submit either A, your music, or B, your story, your content. Your music will go on Ends Music, and your content, your voice will also go on Ends Media Magazine. So thank y'all for y'all time. Now it's time to get back to the episode. Appreciate y'all for listening. What up? It's your boy Bass, and y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. This episode in particular, man, we're going to be talking about music distribution, being the master P of your time, and SoundCloud Repost, man. That's a music distribution company by the infamous SoundCloud, as y'all see in the name. But before we get started, don't forget to subscribe, like, and then don't forget to click on that link in the description about our Patreon program. You feel me? Where you can come join Insta family, be featured on podcasts, blogs, social media, and more other things monthly. Yeah, so let's get back to the episode. So, as y'all know, man, I done ventured off into the music game, which I already been tapped in due to promoting music, you know, posting music on the blogs, you feel me, reviewing music and doing interviews with music artists. Now, you know, I done started making my own singles, man, so I can have my own background music, you know, theme song, intro music, you know, which leads me into the music business. Now, let's talk royalties. That's the first thing, you know, thinking in the entrepreneur mindset, I'm like, it's a business when it comes down to this. And the best thing is to be everywhere at one time, which is distribution. And, you know, growing up a lot, you know, I looked up to the Jay Princes, to the Master P's, to the Jay-Z's. And one thing for sure, everything really came down to distribution and royalty deals. They never want to sell their soul with no 360 deal, or never want to, you know, give up majority ownership to no major record label, right? Well, due to technology, now, you feel me, you could be independent and really sign yourself. And the reason why I use Master P as an example, because he was talking about getting that 80-20 deal, which he was talking about how he came about finding out about the 80-20 deal. Like, man, you can, you know, by paying somebody for knowledge, which is another key big thing, man. Take note of that, man. That's something that just don't be cheap with. You feel me? Knowledge, I want to be cheap when it come down to knowledge, because knowledge actually will save you money. You feel me? Knowing, and I'm ain't saying like they gonna get like hiring a consultant or, you know, hiring a, like, you know, getting advice, you know, from somebody, like paying somebody for their knowledge and wisdom isn't always a bad thing. Some, you know, the younger generation, you're like, oh yeah, we got YouTube too and all that type of stuff. But sometimes you might not know the right questions to ask. And the reason why I'm saying this is because that lawyer told Master P about a distribution deal, 80-20 distribution deal. So Master P, going to the majors, it was like, you know, I want to do a label-to-label, a venture deal where y'all handle the distribution. We'll do an 80-20 deal. Now, this leads me into present day-to-day where you can become an independent artist. All you got to do is record the music, and you own all rights, masters, and publishing. So now you got these companies with some people, if you're already a music artist, you might be familiar with, like, CD Baby, United Masters, Ditto Music, it's a few of them, you feel me? But this one in particular, we're going to be talking about it. In another episode, I'm going to talk about United Masters, because I also have some music on United Masters. But this one in particular, we're talking about SoundCloud Repost. Now, what is SoundCloud Repost? SoundCloud Repost is a distribution company that's owned by SoundCloud. And now, since SoundCloud has now monetized their whole platform, which means you get paid for the music that you have on SoundCloud, you also have the opportunity to have your music distributed to other platforms, including SoundCloud. You feel me? So now we're going to go back a little bit, go back to the 80-20 rule. I mean, not the 80-20 rule, but the 80-20 contract. So I don't know if it changed, but recently, since I've been with SoundCloud, they had an 80-20 distribution, you know, royalty payout. And then you keep 100% of any monetized music on SoundCloud, which you may be looking like, with certain platforms like CD Baby, they do give you 100% of your royalties, but you gotta pay for extra features, you know, for YouTube content ID and things of that nature. But SoundCloud, they take 20% out. United Masters, if you go the free route, they're gonna take 10% out. So, long story short, I put majority of my music from the SoundCloud repo distribution. My reason for you doing that was because of the actual SoundCloud platform. You feel me? It's like more people, you can actually really engage with your audience, respond. People can comment, repost your music, and that's going to keep it, you feel me? That's going to keep it going up. You feel me? Spotify is real big for having a playlist, right? So SoundCloud got playlists and they got actual user engagement. So I feel like over time, you feel me? And it has a loyal fan base too. So over time, I feel like the people that use actual SoundCloud is what can also help keep your music relevant. You feel me? And, you know, just keep it just growing over time. And you keep 100% of all your SoundCloud royalties. So if you blow up from SoundCloud, your fan base is more so on SoundCloud. You feel me? It makes sense. If you keep majority of your music and you use SoundCloud majority of the time, then you might as well go ahead and monetize that. Even if you feel like it's not even Spotify or Apple Music ready, you feel me? You can go ahead and monetize that. That's why I was like, dang, you know, let me tap in with SoundCloud. But then another thing that I also like too was, like I said, the royalty distribution is 80-20. And they also, it was $30 a month compared to other prices. I think CD Baby was about $25, $30 too. But they get unlimited royalties. But it's other things that vary with that too. United Masters are probably about a good $60 a month or something like that. Like, I mean, not $60 a month, but $60 a year. And also too, the distribution is free if you're a SoundCloud Pro member. And the reason why I go back into, you know, the free part where if you're a SoundCloud Pro member, because a lot of people sign up for SoundCloud Pro because they want to showcase more of their music or they want to upload more music. They got a lot of music they're trying to upload. So going back into the 80-20 deal, all right, let's talk about the 80-20 royalty splits and things of that nature. They also send your music out to AMI Entertainment. They send it out to Sound Exchange, which these are like, if you think about, you know, companies that run like jukeboxes and they run different, like, you know, sound, basically they monitor different aspects of music streaming. You feel me? But then you also get your music sent out to like KKBOX and, you know, Alibaba, Yandex. These are international platforms. You feel me? From China, Russia, Korea, just different, you know, just different streaming platforms. And one another key thing too with the sound, with the repost by SoundCloud is it reports back to you every 60 days. You feel me? They do like the payouts and, you know, the reporting analytics. I stumbled over my words for a second. The analytics reported every 60 days compared to like United Masters, which they do it every 45. And the reason for doing that is to making sure that they give you accurate, you know, accurate data. You feel me? They say it takes 30 to 45 days for these platforms to even calculate the streams anyway. So the 60, you know, the 60 day threshold point give you a good accumulation of streams, right? And then at the same time, the threshold for when you get your payout, the minimum threshold is at $100. You feel me? Which isn't too bad, because if you get anything less than that, you probably is like, unless you reinvest it, I mean, but $100 is a good, even a budget. I'm about to say, unless you're reinvesting every month back into the music, but I feel like that $100 budget is a good threshold. You feel me? So $100 is the threshold for if you do SoundCloud by repost. Repost by SoundCloud distribution. You know, and that's just another way that if you're an artist and you on SoundCloud, if you're a SoundCloud user, that's another way to like really start making money, you know. And that's what we always about, making money due to your current, you know, using your current circumstances. So if you can't afford the $30 up front, you can just go ahead and just do that SoundCloud Pro. If you're already a SoundCloud Pro member, and then you can start, you know, distribute your music to other platforms, but also monetize your current music that you have on SoundCloud. So then that way you can start benefiting from all that engagement and that network that you built, you feel me, due to your SoundCloud following. Because some of y'all got like a legit 300,000 people that's following y'all on SoundCloud. I'm talking about real SoundCloud followers that listen to the stuff that you post. They comment, you feel me, and they sharing your music. Now, just imagine if you're doing that with something that you getting paid back, and you getting paid 100% back of. You feel me? And then now you can, all these people that you networking with, you can, you know, it's more easy for you to reach out and say, hey, let's do a feature, because now you got that direct contact with artists. You got direct contact with your fan base. So you can comment right then and there, I appreciate the love, such and such, such and such. You feel me? Hey, go click on that link in my bio. Come join my Patreon program, which we do have one. So after we get done with this episode, if you like what we're talking about, please click on that Patreon link. Come join our program, man. It is from different tiers, from $5 all the way up to $150. And what's included is posting, you feel me, to our social media, you feel me, to our, to our Spotify, to our podcast interviews, podcast shout out, you feel me, unlimited blog posting to the music, to the magazine blog, you feel me. And it's basically like just building up a family network where we basically just helping, you know, each other get to our end goal or what our grind is. So if you're a music artist, business owner, brand owner, you feel me, community organizer, we want to talk about, you feel me, basically what's going on in your life. You know, have you on the podcast, have you on the blog, share what you got, you know, retweet, like basically, like, you know, you just put it in there like, hey, can you retweet this for us, can you post about this, can you shout us out, and we got you, because you are a family member, you invested just as much as we is too, you feel me. And then for our top tier, that's when we start running the ads behind it too, because you know we got a media company, Ends Media. So it's like, shoot, if we're going to make an article post about you, we're going to share it on Facebook. Why not run that Facebook ads behind it? You feel me? So that's why we be saying, like, that's the benefit of having, like, a SoundCloud, because you can actually explain that, you know, through that inbox or through the comments. Like, yeah, I want to help support you like how you supporting me. Come join my Patreon program. You feel me? So your investment can actually come behind you again. But it's your boy Bass. We're going to say that for another episode. You feel me? Starting a Patreon program and really trying to build up that following. And what is the benefits of having one if you are a content creator, a brand ambassador, or a social media figure? You feel me? But it's your boy Bass. Subscribe. Don't forget to click that Linktree link down in the description below to go see about posting your music or being featured on Ends Magazine or being interviewed and being featured on Ends Podcast. It's your boy Bass, and I'm out. Peace.